This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie, I almost said Victoria. Victoria's here. Chuck. Dougie
here.
Is taking some time. He is recuperating from his second COVID-19 shot. A little under the weather, but he is going to join us a little bit later on this hour. In the meantime, ladies, I think we know the big stories. We know that people have been paying attention to the motivations of the Colorado shooter at King Soopers in Boulder. We know that the crisis on the border is growing and that even the president of Mexico is now saying, what is going on? Why did you make these promises to the Biden administration that you are not able to keep? There is COVID-19 raging around. There's a lot that's happening outside of ourselves. But should we take a second to look inward for a second?
Sure.
All right. There's a new survey that's out. This is from the Southwest News Service that asks this question. And first, I think it's important to ask, because you guys don't know where I'm going with this. But Victoria, J. Phil, if you want, chime in. When were you guys like high school people? Like, did you really like feel like you peaked in high school?
No.
No.
God. I'm still waiting.
Right?
I agree. No. I was so super shy that I had, high school for me, like, when I went to my high school reunion, they're like, I'm sorry, who were you? Were you in our class? Like, I was such a wallflower in high school. Not cool at all. But you know the people I'm talking about, the ones who are the jocks or the cheerleaders, who it's all downhill after high school or maybe college if they were, popular on that level. And then life happens and they won't. I feel like my life has been on a trajectory kind of upwards after high school. It sounds like you guys too. But the question then is, when do we peak? What is the prime of our life? And Americans were asked to identify that age that they think they have or will peak. Any ideas as to what that age might be? Victoria, you want to start?
Jeez, that's a good one. I don't know. I think people see age differently now. So maybe people think that they peak at 50.
What do you think, Jay? 50?
Well,
you think over or under on 50?
Yeah. What's the definition for peaking? Is it more so appearance? Is it career-wise?
The prime of your life. When somebody says, when you look back, when it's all over, what was the prime of your life? What would you identify as that period?
I feel like it would be 40s-ish because you're a little bit more established. You hopefully have your financial issues, in a row. You have more confidence. You don't really have to apologize for who you are. You don't care what people think of you because, other people's opinions of you aren't your business anyway.
From a male perspective, Phil, you think you agree with the ladies?
I guess for me, I must have peaked in my late 20s, early 30s then.
It's all over for Phil. So it's like I'm sitting here with you, dames.
It's all downhill from here.
I'm just sitting here with you hot numbers now. It's all over for me. Say?
Phil is like one of the girls, so yeah.
I don't know.
That could either be a good peak or it's downhill. I don't know.
Well, they say that youth may be wasted on the young, but living your life to its fullest happens for most in their late 30s. There's a new poll of 2,000 Americans that said that they peaked or they would peak at age 37. This is according to the Southwest News Service. Now, it's always the young people, right, that live life to the fullest now. It's never going to get any better than this. You hear that a lot when you're in your late teens or early 20s. But 34% of those who responded to this poll predicted that their prime will be at 46 or older. Now, I think that's pretty good because for the fact that people think they're peaking later and later in life, I think carries hope, right, that there is still more to accomplish, more to do. I mean,
sure.
I think decades ago, by the time you were 40, Especially, let's be honest, if you were a woman at 40, you were done. Yeah, you had the 40 at over-the-hill birthdays. Everything was black. They had the little cemetery markers. And if you were a woman, I mean, I think about news anchors, right? Once you're a 40-year-old woman, bye, see you later.
Right.
Now that's becoming, and while that's still an issue, it's becoming more of the norm, I think, for everybody, men and women. We just tend to have a longer shelf life now in at least the minds of culture. 61%. Those in the survey said that they appreciated themselves more this year because of the pandemic than ever before. Maybe people spent more time alone with themselves, with their close family members, but they are optimistic about the future. 39% say 2021 is going to be their best year yet. That is tough. God love those 39%. That restores some of my faith in humanity that there is some optimism out there. Ooh, I know.
I don't know. I mean, you could say it's your best year of the last 2 years. I don't know about best year yet.
But you know what? Wow. I think that there's something that sort of, I don't know, maybe hopeful about this, because think about it. If after 2020 we were all locked down, and you can look at it after the Spanish flu and then we had the Roaring Twenties, now we won't talk about the fact that the Great Depression came after that, but maybe these 39-40% of Americans think, gosh, we've been locked up so long, once we feel like there's some herd immunity and we feel like people are vaccinated, we're going to really get out there and start living. And maybe they're looking forward to that. In the spirit of self-improvement, most participants in the poll, which was done this month, it was done at the beginning of March, so that they've pledged to elevate their wellness this year.
Yes,
which is like
I hear that
on a Monday.
Lot. Yep.
It's, you know what the funny thing is?
Yeah, and it's so funny too, because the conversation has shifted from health to wellness.
Yeah.
It's like health isn't enough anymore. Now everybody wants wellness. You know?
I know. Why do they keep moving the goalposts? Like, leave us alone.
I don't know. It's
we
very
finally
ambitious.
We put down the donuts, and now you want us to be, like, mentally healthy, too? What's your problem?
Right.
Physical health, 56% say they are going to be focusing on that. 46%, to your point, Victoria, say that they're going to focus on improved mental health. 45% say exercising more often may be facilitated by the fact that some gyms, especially in states like California that have been locked down, are starting to reopen. And sticking to a better diet, 44%, putting away that quarantine banana bread. 80%.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Believe that they can achieve anything as long as they feel physically, mentally, and emotionally well. That's a pretty big number, and I like that number. It makes me feel good that people are confident in their abilities to take power over their own life. That's pretty good stuff. So 37 is the peak on average, but again, if you're past 37, most of the respondents, 34% of them at least, say that their prime will be at age 46 or over. And
I think
if
you're in college, I think it's very easy to think, oh, I'll probably peak at like 37. I'll probably be married by then, probably have some young kids, you know, like when you're looking at your future. But yeah, I think once you turn 30, I think 46, 47 probably
seems
looks
closer.
The same way.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the kids are going to be gone from the house. And then you start thinking about, you know, how old your kids will be. And I think people base a lot of that, probably especially women, on, you know, where you are in your kids' stages of life and schooling. So I think people tend to do that. Like, we all kind of do that automatic math. Like, if you see a celebrity couple and the guy is a lot older than the girl, like Alec Baldwin and his, like, 90,000 babies that he has with his wife.
Oh, with his Spanish princess?
Yeah. Right. So then you think automatically you do the math. You're like, let's see. So Alec is 64. So when his kid is a senior in high school, he'll be 90. You know, like, everybody does that math, and it's based on how old the kids are. So I think that the 37 mark probably makes a lot of sense if you're, like, in college. And then
I think,
you know,
also as you get older, I can remember as a kid, you know, when I'd be playing a restaurant or travel agency or whatever, like I used to play a lot of like make believe games like that. I was an only child, so I'd make my grandmother play with me. And I remember thinking that like 17 was like the coolest age. Like when was 17, I could do all of these things. I liked it better than 18. I don't know why, but it was like that was the age. And then when I was 17, I'm like, well, 25. And then, you know, you're constantly looking ahead because you catch up with these age markers, unfortunately.
And
you're lucky enough.
Right. And then 17 turns out it's not that cool because I can't do anything. I'm not 18 yet.
So then when you're 21, you're like, oh, yeah, I can drink, but now I can't rent a car. And so you're constantly looking for these markers. And then when you do turn 35 or 40 or 50, you go, well, 60 doesn't sound that old. I mean, I thought you were hanging it up when I was 13. Now 60 sounds pretty good. I even say, like, when people go, oh, he's 79, he's 80, I'm like, not too bad. He's still got I mean, you're constantly moving the goalposts the further you get. All right, a little bit to think about. You can always chime in and let us know what you think at DJV Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Have you hit the prime of your life yet at 17 minutes past the hour?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV Show. Dougie is taking a little break, not feeling too hot after his second vaccine. In the meantime, you've got Jennifer Horn, that's me, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, Phil is here, Phil McGinn at the controls, Radio America in Washington, D.C., where things usually work, except for this week. Poor Phil. All right, 7-Eleven making an announcement today, ladies, that they are opening a taco drive-through. They want to get in on the growing popularity of fast food, so they are opening up a taco restaurant. This is in Laredo. It's the Laredo Taco location with a drive-through in Dallas. Laredo tacos can be found in 7-Eleven stores themselves, but this is the first drive-up for the 7-Eleven chain. Customers can order Slurpees in addition to items from the Laredo taco menu, which include tacos, side dishes, and agua frescas. This will do really well, but true disclosure time. I have never eaten something from a 7-Eleven that isn't like a prepackaged snack. So I'm not sure if I'd be quick to run to the drive-thru, but hey, maybe it'd be pretty good. Victoria, have you eaten from a 7-Eleven?
I mean, I'm from Jersey. Jerseyites.
So you nosh on those hot dogs when you eat meat?
We love the Sev. So I have, you know, Slurpee. I grew up on Slurpees and buttered rolls. So if you're a Jersey person, you
know.
What is
the buttered roll from 7-Eleven? I don't know.
It's literally, it's just a hard roll, like a Kaiser roll that you would normally put like a hamburger on. It's a little bit crunchy on the outside, very soft on the inside. And it's just cut in half, and it's just slathered in salted butter. And it's the most amazing thing ever. There's, like, no explanation as to why it's so good. Maybe it's the type of butter they use or just the combo. But it is they're amazing. They really are. So and they make them at the 7-Eleven. So, like, that's something technically made by 7-Eleven that I have eaten. I don't eat hot dogs, so I have never had the hot dogs on that spinning thing because that just looks
I love
gross.
That spinning thing. It looks like those things have been there for, like, 12 years and that they just roll through. And you're like, oh, those must be plastic, right? And then you're like, oh, no, somebody's getting one of those. Jay, have you eaten from a 7-Eleven? Fess up. Come on.
I honestly, don't get me wrong. I'm not above gas station food. I just don't think I've ever been in a 7-Eleven. Never enjoyed a 7-Eleven Slurpee. I've never been to a 7-Eleven.
You are missing out.
That's your assignment today. It's DJ.
I have to find one.
21 minutes past the hour.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have to start recording our conversation in the break. Right? 23 minutes past the hour on the DJB show. This is when we talk about what's trending, or we argue about what's better if you had two choices to go to dinner or breakfast, 7-Eleven or IHOP. Jay Kirshner is here with all of the trending items. I think you agree with me, Jay, that the IHOP, I love IHOP. It's delicious. But when you get the omelet, you have to be ready for the fact that they put pancake batter in it, and it's sometimes kind of grainy.
That's See, weird. And I'm someone who, I don't even like pancakes, so I'm not an IHOP fan, and yeah, definitely keep the pancake batter out of my eggs. I do love eggs, though.
I do, too. And, you know, pancakes, I like 3 bites of them at the end of the meal, just like dessert. Yeah. Otherwise, I feel like, if, you know, they always say Chinese food. Yeah, well, they always say Chinese food makes you hungry the rest of the day. Yeah. If I eat pancakes, I feel immediately full, then I feel super sick, and then I feel starving the rest of the day. It's the weirdest, like, spike to the old blood sugar, I think. It's a weird thing. All right, Jay, enough of that. What is trending on social media? Reminding you to follow us on all of our platforms at DJV Show.
A little sad news. George Segal died, the Oscar-nominated actor. He was on The Goldbergs. He played Pop.
So
he was
sad.
On the big 90s sitcom Just Shoot Me. I mean, he has a list of works that he's done that just can go on and on. He died in Santa Rosa of complications from bypass surgery. He was 87. Yeah.
I didn't know he was 87, but I'm a huge George Segal fan. I have never seen him in anything that I didn't adore him in. This was really, really sad when I saw that trending. Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah. I mean, it's awful. And I'm sure they're going to write it into the Goldbergs eventually, and it's just... you never want to see
that. He's one of those actors, and I sometimes think these actors have more credibility than even the ones that we know. You know, the Tom Cruise or the Tom Hanks or the Brad Pitt or the George Clooney's that we just recognize. He was someone, when I saw his name trending, I went, who is that name? You know, it sounds familiar, but then you see his face and you're like, oh, because he's been in so many, he's done so many different projects. And I sometimes think that that's almost better than some of the people who live with that high level of notoriety. All right. Also going on today, Prince Harry, he's getting a job. What is his job, Jay? What's he doing?
He is the chief impact officer at BetterUp.
Oh boy.
So it's a startup, and it focuses on mental health and employee coaching. And so his new job, he's the executive. He is going to be kind of include, he's going to be doing initiatives. He's going to have a lot of input in those. He's going to be discussing product strategy decisions. He'll be a part of their charitable contributions.
He's going to be like a face, right? I mean, he's got to be a face. Yeah, so he's going to be the face. More than anything.
And exactly, and with everything that he's discussed with his wife, Megan, regarding mental health aspects, I mean, it's no surprise that this is the route he's taking.
Well, he's also used BetterUp as a customer. So, like, I'm not just the president, I'm also a customer. He's like that.
Like the hair club for men?
Right. So he has used BetterUp, which is something that I think he felt like it made sense for him. The CEO of the company said, told the Wall Street Journal that this is actually a very meaningful and meaty role. That's the words he used, meaty. So I'm wondering, like, is Harry in a suit and a briefcase, with a briefcase every day, like saying goodbye to Meghan and Archie? Or is this, you know, I wonder, because they're in Northern California, right? Or, well, Southern California. So I wonder if he's going to be traveling a lot to an office or if this is something where he's going to be working from home.
Yeah, there's Silicon Valley. That's where a lot of the technology stuff starts out. And yeah, he's right in the kind of the center of California. So yeah, will he be he'll be commuting every day? I don't think so. Probably he'll be working from home, maybe like the rest of us. But I don't know. I think it's a good move for them they're looking for someone notable to have as a spokesperson for their product. But I can't imagine him with a commuter mug and a briefcase going to work.
Yeah, sitting on the train.
But having a real job though, and having to report to people, that might be exciting for someone who's never had a job.
There you go. It's the DJV Show. Follow us at DJV Show on Twitter at 29 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Jury selection is complete in the high-profile murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. It took about 2 weeks to pick the jury to hear the case involving George Floyd. Opening statements are scheduled to begin on Monday. The Department of Justice has asked the Office of Professional Responsibility to review federal prosecutor Michael Sherwin's comments that sedition charges are likely in the criminal investigation into the Capitol riots. His comments to CBS 60 Minutes were the subject of an emergency meeting called by District Judge Amit Mehta on Tuesday. He said those kinds of statements in the media have the potential of affecting the jury pool. The CDC selected Walmart and Sam's Club to help administer COVID-19 vaccines in communities across the United States. With 5,000-plus pharmacy locations, the company can administer the vaccine in hard-to-reach parts of the country. Veteran actor George Segal, who was nominated for an Oscar in 1966's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, died on Tuesday. He was 87. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Food City Dirt Race marks the 121st Cup Race hosted by Bristol Motor Speedway in the series history. Sunday's race will be the first Cup Race in history hosted at the Las Gray Coliseum. The last Cup Race on dirt was in 1970 at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh, North Carolina, where Richard Petty won. Driver Martin Truex Jr. was asked by Motor Racing Network if he's looking forward to the challenge of racing on dirt at Bristol.
You know, I thought it would, James and I talked about maybe trying to get in a modified or something at Bristol, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just felt like it was going to be so different than running, you know, a truck or a cup car. You know, I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different, so... you know, we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at, the field, there's, you know, a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience there, you know, very talented, obviously on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
Sunday's race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. George Segal, the prolific actor with a career that spanned more than six decades, has died at the age of 87, his wife said Tuesday. Sony Pictures Television released a statement upon Segal's passing, stating, "We are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of George Segal. He was a true icon and legend in this business and an integral part of our Sony family." End quote. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie is around. He is checking in, but he is going to take a few more minutes to kind of shake the dust off. He had his second COVID-19 vaccine. I think, did we say he had the Moderna or the Pfizer? I feel like I've asked this question.
I think he had Pfizer. I think it was the Pfizer.
He had the Pfizer. So, second dose, for people who haven't had it, the second dose is tough because they inject that little bit of manipulation into your body with the first one. The second one makes you feel bad. Now, if you've had COVID and you get the vaccine, I can tell you like a friend, it's tough. My mom had COVID and got the vaccine from Moderna, and her first dose was the one that was the toughest for her. So I think, you know, you just have to give yourself a day or two to get over it and drink a lot of water. That's what I keep hearing. Just flush your light.
Yeah. When my parents are fully vaccinated now, and their second Moderna shot, they were both pretty under the weather. So they had, you know, fevers, and they were pretty much in bed, felt like they had the flu. So we had some Pedialyte delivered and some Gatorade. So electrolytes are important, and
it's
hydration.
Huge. Yep, I really had important. Not I don't think I've had as much Gatorade as I have had in the last
year.
Right? And that when I had COVID, I get the zero sugar, but I really found that I like the blue Gatorade. Is that weird? So
it's only weird that what it does to your mouth, the color of your mouth changes.
I know it is. It does kind of change color, but the zero sugar is pretty good. Doesn't have any calories, and it does. It really helped. I mean, I was a constant supply of the blue and the white Gatorade Zero during my bout with COVID, and I've kind of kept it up. It's weird. Like, every once in a while now I'll get a taste for it, which is bizarre because I had no taste when I had COVID. So it's weird how it still sticks around. All right. So in the meantime, Doug will be back. We will have him in just a few moments. But, Victoria, there is a story about Matthew McConaughey and a fundraiser. Matthew McConaughey has been talked about so much, not for his movies necessarily, but for his philanthropic work. And there are rumblings that he may run for governor of Texas. Whether that's a good idea or not, I think is left to, we still have to see. We'll wait and see. But in the meantime, this fundraiser was all about his home state of Texas. What went on here?
Yeah, I'm so bummed that I missed this, but it was called We're Texas, and it's a fundraiser that Matthew McConaughey hosted. It's about a little over 2 hours, and he hosted it online to raise money for all of the, you know, the recent storms and things that have affected Texas, which, you know, people lost power and water, and Texas has been through the ringer. And so Matthew McConaughey so far has raised, it's close to $10 million at this point. Donations are still coming in. The initial event, which was Sunday night, raised $7.7 million. So, and it's funny that you mentioned his political aspirations. The way he hosted it was very politician televangelist, like it had like a vibe to it that there was like a very big desk and it there was a vibe. Like I don't know if he's studying for a role or if he's just sort of projecting that image out there that maybe we could see him sitting behind a big desk someday, depending on what capital it is. I'm not sure, but it was interesting. But it was really compelling, though. He had a lot of, he called in every friend. So he had Willie Nelson and Kelly Clarkson and Miranda Lambert and Casey Musgraves and Selena Gomez, all these, you know, Texas natives, and Woody Harrelson, who's his, you know, good buddy, and they had their ranches, like, literally touch each other. So, it was a fun event. But the one thing that kind of has gone viral, which is really surprising a lot of people, is Post Malone, who a lot of people forget is actually from Texas. And known as, you know, like the auto-tune white rapper hip-hop guy. I'm a big Post Malone fan. So when I heard that he had covered a Brad Paisley song and then he covered a Sturgill Simpson song, I was like, okay, Posty, are we out of our lane? Like, is this not going to go well for you? I was totally blown away. We've got a snippet of both songs. I don't know this Brad Paisley song, but it's great.
This is one of his fun concert songs.
This is a great one. This is classic.
But right now I'm on this lakeshore, and I'm sitting in the sunshine. When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, look at me, I've got a fly.
Good. The backing band is Dwight Yoakam's band, so the band is amazing, too. But this is the Sturgill Simpson song, You Can Have the Crown. This was great.
Good. I'm impressed.
Right?
I was like, yeah.
What? Like, Posty? I'm shocked, but pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely. Post Malone covering country for a Matthew McConaughey fundraiser. That was the Sturgill Simpson song. Before that, you heard I'm Gonna Miss Her, which is one of Brad Paisley's, I think a classic of Brad Paisley's fans. A lot of people like that one. Interesting. So 7.7 million donations still coming in. And do we think, ladies, I mean, from a political aspect, do we think that Matthew McConaughey has a chance? Do we think this could be the next step for him to become governor of Texas?
Well, do we know?
I believe it.
Do we know anything about his policies? Like that, I mean, I love McConaughey, you know, I mean, who doesn't, right? And his foundation is called the JK Livin', you know, he's always JK Livin', just keep living. It's the JK Livin' Foundation, that's the name of his charity. I don't know, I mean, it's, would people take it seriously if he ran?
All right. I don't know. Right. You know, I think we have to, the thing is that the problem with celebrities, and this happened in California, and I witnessed it in California with Arnold Schwarzenegger, is that people get to, like, kind of wrapped up in the fact that everybody knows this person's name. And,
right.
you're a star, and everybody knows Arnold Schwarzenegger. Everybody knows Matthew McConaughey. So there's excitement around that. But it's really important to know what the platform is. What do you stand for? Who do you support? What are those ideals that you represent? So I think we have to hear, in all fairness, I think if Matthew McConaughey is serious, I mean, obviously now he's fundraising for his home state and that's great. But if he does have some political aspirations, I think we have to see what his platform is going to be. I think that's only fair and see how he stands next to some of the other people who will be on the ballot next to him if he chooses to run. But some people say he's a Democrat, but a more moderate Democrat.
I put him as more of a moderate Republican.
Yeah.
If I had to guess based on a few statements that I've seen him make here and there, he keeps his politics to himself, which is fine. You know,
and
he doesn't want it to affect his career.
Maybe more libertarian. I mean, maybe just less government and more personal freedoms.
He's married to a Mexican immigrant. Camila Alves is his wife. So he's got, you know, some strong thoughts on immigration, whatever they are. I don't know. But, you know, I think that it would be interesting to hear what his actual thoughts and platforms would be. But again, he may not want to do that. He's still in the prime of his career. He's got a bunch of movies coming up. So I don't know. Maybe that's like
ruin
later
it.
On.
I mean, certainly it slowed down Schwarzenegger's career, but he's gone right back to being someone who's in movies and TV and is still very recognizable. So it'd be interesting to see. We'll keep an eye on Matthew McConaughey, who has done the circuit everywhere from Hugh Hewitt to like the Today Show, talking about this possibility that he's keeping an open mind about running for Texas governor. More up ahead, it's the DJ V Show at 43 minutes past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Unlocking and discovering your family history. That's what Ancestry is all about. And one way you can find out about your family history is with a simple DNA test. Genealogist Leslie Anderson from Ancestry explains.
Ancestry DNA is a consumer DNA test that really, from a simple saliva sample that you send off in the mail, it provides an estimate of your ethnicity from more than 1,000 regions worldwide, and it connects you with living relatives from a network of more than 18 million people globally. So you take the test once and you receive your initial results. Then over time, as the science develops, your DNA results might update and become more precise.
And Ancestry is adding new regions in Africa, Europe, and Asia to help expand the reach of your DNA.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug is taking a quick break. He is suffering a little. He had day two of his, or shot number two of his Pfizer vaccine. We'll hear about that in a matter of moments. He'll be back with us. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. Jake Kirshner is here with social media. And Phil McGeehan is here behind the controls at Radio America, our lone man amongst all of these lovely ladies. And Jay, I know that you are a fan of superheroes of the Marvel world. And Victoria, there's a story that's out about Marvel's Black Widow, which is going to be coming to Disney Plus and to theaters. This is something new that I think is going to stick around for a while because theaters were closed in New York and California, some of the middle of the country lucky enough to have movie theaters. The movie industry really shut down with new releases, and so much of what they would have pushed out came out on streaming. Now it looks like they're going to do a coupling. They'll release something in wide release to movie theaters and on their Disney Plus platform.
Yeah, this really took a lot of people by surprise. When this news broke that Disney Plus was going to actually release Black Widow, they've been pushing it off. They were, like, going down the road of the new Top Gun movie and James Bond. They were going to hold out for theatrical release only. They were not going to go to streaming. I'm not exactly sure what changed their mind. They did just surpass the 100 million mark of subscribers, so maybe, and it's going to cost you an extra $30. If you have Disney Plus, you already have to have Disney Plus, and then you have to pay $30 for it. So it's going down the Mulan road. It will be in theaters as well. So who knows? Maybe this is just a cash grab, and this will end up being really successful. I know a lot of people who are fans of the Marvel world have been waiting for ScarJo to play Black Widow in her own movie, kind of, you know, like getting the Wonder Woman treatment. So it's gotten a lot of buzz, and we'll see how successful it is. But Jay, I know we always look to you as you're our Marvel superhero woman expert. Is this on your radar as well?
Oh, heck yes, especially because we've been seeing trailers for this film for what seems like for so long. So the fact that it's finally coming out, my husband and I, we've always preferred watching movies from home. We were those people that like, okay, we'll wait until it's out of theaters and we can actually watch it from home. Unless it was a Marvel movie or something that it's more of the experience to see it in the theater with other people. But the fact that this is going to be coming out and released the same time for on demand as well, it's just, I mean, we are so excited for this. And then finally, the wait is over because it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And the thing is, with the Marvel Universe, things go in succession. So every time a film is pushed back, other films are pushed back, too. I mean,
you're missing
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Right. Because they have to, the story kind of plays off each other. So I think, I don't know if we actually mentioned, but July 9th is the big day. So that's the big day that Black Widow will be hitting theaters and Disney Plus at the same time. So it'll be very interesting. I mean, we know Disney, and Jen, you know, you've talked to us about this being out in L.A. Disney parks have just been decimated by the pandemic.
Yeah, they're still shut down. They're going to be reopening, I think, at the end of April, but they'll only be allowed to open, I think, at this point at 15% capacity. And so a lot of people in the Disney Corporation said, you know, this is not optimal for us. We're not even going to be able to make money or break even having just 15% occupancy in the parks. But the parks right now,
does that even pay the electric bill?
I don't know. I mean, but they disintegrate. I mean, you have to keep these rides moving. You have to keep people in the park to keep things at the Disney level.
A lot of WD-40, right?
That's right. So they'll be definitely letting people back in, but you know, when will Disney start to see the turnaround? This is a huge hit for them, and they've even talked about moving their operations as much as they can anyway out of California. They have a lot of offices in Burbank and in the Los Angeles area, and moving them to Florida because it's just easier. All right, so Marvel's Black Widow coming to Disney Plus and theaters on July 9th. It's the DJV show, 50 minutes past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's the DJ V Show, and it's one of my favorite times of the week. We get to hang out with our pal, Warren Eckstein, who is our pet guru, our pet expert, my shaman for my dogs. I mean, yeah, you've got a million titles, and also host of the Pet Show. And so welcome, Warren, and we've got some interesting news in the flea collar world. As we've hit spring now, right, fleas and ticks are going to be something we have to think about.
Yeah, you know, Victoria, when the world comes to an end, two things will survive, fleas and cockroaches. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, fleas are more than just an aggravating situation with your dogs. Yeah. Fleas can actually be deadly.
53 FDA.
They can cause all different kinds of problems. They can cause a lot of different things. You know, they can cause lack of blood. So here's the thing. A lot of people use flea collars. I am against. I've never used a flea collar in my entire life. I don't believe in flea collars, but there are other things you do.
I've never used them either.
Yeah, here's an interesting story. A popular flea collar is now linked to nearly 1,700 pet deaths. And now Congress is actually a congressional subcommittee.
What's the name? Give us the name.
I will give you the name in a second. There's a congressional subcommittee is calling for a temporary recall of Seresto flea and tick collars.
Seresto. We all know that stupid jingle, right?
Well, it's the highest. It's promoted more than any other. So it must be made by Bayer or one of those companies.
They say, according to the according to USA Today, found that 1,700 collars were reported to EPA. The company that sells them is Elanco. they say that the recall isn't warranted. This is interesting.
We first thing early I say this that. Month,
yeah, exactly.
Of course.
We revealed earlier this month that more than 75,000 incidents involving Seresto collars have been reported to the EPA between 2012 and 2020.
So why the EPA instead of some other agency that was involved in health, like the CDC? Don't the animal kingdom, don't the members of the animal kingdom come under the same scrutiny, or shouldn't they, as human beings?
No, the FDA doesn't cover animals.
Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to, there's something called AFCO, which is the equivalent of the FDA for dog and cat food. You know, they make sure the food is certified. It's a tough thing. You know, when it comes to fleas and ticks, there are several things people need to understand. I'm going to brag a little bit. You know, I talk about my Hugs and Kisses supplements, but here's the reason I really worked on it. Fleas live on only one type of food. It's blood. They eat nothing but blood. And so what happens when a dog or a cat has dry skin, it's so much easier for the flea to get into that dry skin, burrow in, and get that blood. If your dog and your cat has healthy skin, healthy coat, fleas are much less attracted to it. So that's number one. Number two, let's go back to that flea collar for a second. Here's when I recommend flea collars. You can go out and buy a flea collar today, but don't ever put it on your dog or cat. Take that flea collar, cut that flea collar into small pieces. Put that flea collar into your vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum your home and there's any fleas or flea eggs in the home, when they're vacuumed up, they're going to die. If you just vacuum them up with your regular vacuum cleaner, those fleas and those flea eggs will get out and they will reinfest the house again. It's just a little
trick.
That's a great tip. The only time I use the flea collar, again, is I put it in.
Unless you're like me and you don't vacuum your house, somebody else does it. So there.
Yeah, well, how
for the rest of us.
So though, when it comes to ticks, if we have, you know, these people are advertising their product as a flea and tick collar, and burrowing into the skin, same thing. The flea does the same thing as the tick does. So what do we do about ticks?
You know, ticks are interesting. I mean, when I was doing a lot of training for military and police dogs, I was doing a lot of training in woods and forests, and I would come home literally with 15, 20 ticks on me. And basically what happens is, you know, people will try to take the tick out of their dog with the sac. That's where the blood and the infected disease is. So if your dog does have a tick and you don't know how to take it out properly by using a tweezer and pulling the head, have your vet do it. Ticks can be dangerous, too. You know, we all know about some of the diseases they have.
I put iodine sometimes, or alcohol, onto a cloth and put that seems to have them, they seem to withdraw when you do that.
You know, years ago, there are all kinds of things. If you took a hot match and you blew it out and you put the match on the butt of the tick, they're going to back out. I don't want to take those chances. First of all, I don't have that many matches around. But it's important to understand, though, that fleas and ticks and those things, you know, they really can be dangerous, so it's real important. And here's a quick way to see if your dog has fleas or your cat has fleas. This is the white towel test. What you can do is take your dog or cat, roll them around in a white towel. If you notice any black specks on that white towel, take those black specks, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, you know you have fleas, because that black speck turning red is flea poop. So that's how you know you have fleas. Just an interesting
My dog has fleas.
And if your dog has fleas, it's a good shot you're going to get them too.
Yeah, exactly. Your dog sleep with you? My dog. Well, I think you're... Didn't Victoria, your dog sleep with you? Don't think your
sleep with you? No, they sleep on their beds.
I sleep on their bed. They sleep on mine. That's just the way it is.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on the DJ.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.